This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Outgoing Secretary of State Colin Powell met today with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. This farewell trip is his first to the Middle East in 18 months and comes just 10 days after the death of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Powell's discussions in Jerusalem and later in the West Bank city of Jericho are focusing on resuming peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. He's also discussing plans for Palestinian elections scheduled for January. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem, where Powell held a news conference today. Linda, Secretary of State Powell met with Israel's prime minister and foreign minister. Tell us about those discussions.
Well, the main issue on the agenda was the upcoming Palestinian elections. Powell asked Israeli officials, first of all, not to interfere with those elections, and secondly, actually to help the Palestinians hold free elections. American officials say that means moving Israeli troops out of Palestinian cities, dismantling Israeli roadblocks, and allowing Palestinians more freedom of movement. Secretary Powell said that candidates for the leadership of the Palestinian Authority will need to move around, and he asked Israel not to interfere. Here's what he said today.
I am pleased at what I heard from the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister about Israel's willingness to cooperate and coordinate with the Palestinian Authority as they prepare for these elections, to make it possible for Palestinians to participate, to include those in East Jerusalem.
Now, Colin Powell mentioned East Jerusalem. Why don't you explain the significance of that?
There are about 200,000 Palestinians in East Jerusalem. And when the elections were announced in the Palestinian Authority, there was some debate among Israeli leaders about whether or not those Palestinians would be allowed to participate. Israel did allow Palestinians from East Jerusalem to participate in the Palestinian elections in 1996. And Secretary Powell seemed to be saying that that Prime Minister Sharon has agreed as well to let them participate this time. Now, Israeli Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom told Powell that Israel will do whatever it can to allow these elections to go forward.
I assured Secretary Powell this morning that Israel will do everything it can in order to ease the conditions for the Palestinians to have their own elections. And it includes, of course, freedom of movement. We'll do everything we can in order to remove any obstacle that they might face in their preparations to have their election.
Powell met with Palestinian leaders today. Was he expected to place demands on them as well?
Yes. In fact, Secretary Powell's demands are expected to be the same as what Israel has demanding, namely ending incitement against Israel and trying to stop Palestinian attacks on Israelis before the elections.
What we really need is for the Palestinian side in this new era to speak out clearly against terrorism and to gather in all of the elements of the Palestinian community and make it clear to them that it is time to stop all incitement, to stop all violence.
Powell said that if the Palestinians do that, Israel will respond by limiting military activity in the West Bank and Gaza, which is necessary in order to allow the elections to go ahead.
Linda, how important do the Israelis and the Palestinians see these talks with Colin Powell? I mean, do they see him as a lame duck?
Yes, he is a lame duck, and part of the exchanges this morning between Secretary Powell and Foreign Minister Shalom were about how much they've enjoyed working with each other, and Foreign Minister Shalom said how sorry he is to see Secretary Powell leave. But at the same time, neither Israelis nor Palestinians expect any major changes with the Secretary of State designate Condoleezza Rice. Palestinian officials say that she's likely to visit the Middle East soon, and that Powell's visit is sort of seen as laying the groundwork for that visit. The truth is that I think everything is kind of on hold until the Palestinian elections in January.
Thanks very much, NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.